This is the KDNK local newscast for this Monday morning, August 14th. I'm Steve Cole, live from the heart of Carbondale's Creative District. And, of course, the big story today, the bridge closure already being deconstructed as we speak. And we are live from Glenwood Springs this morning. Amy Haddon Marsh last hour, and now we've got Raleigh Burley on the line from 8th and Grand. Good morning, Raleigh.
Good morning, Steve. Well, things are looking good from 8th and Colorado. Everything seems to be going smoothly. Word is traffic is backed up several miles down by Newcastle, so we have Tom Newland here who will talk about that in just a moment. One word, having biked around Glenwood this morning, I find that it's never been more bike-friendly, and even there's a guy with a vest that says bike info giving out water. So for commuters that find that a possibility, highly recommended.
Yeah, Raleigh, and of course the Post-Independent's got some nice little maps and diagrams and all sorts of helpful hints. If you're coming from the west, again, traffic's so backed up on 82, but the raft to hogback route apparently is free if you're in parachute or rifle or what have you, and can get you there a lot faster. Maybe something that some of the people stuck in traffic right now might want to consider tomorrow.
Yes, and I'm going to hand you over to Tom Newland to get the official update.
So I've been cruising a detour on my bike all morning, and right now we've got some pretty good backup on I-70 back towards Newcastle. Other than that, though, the detour's running pretty well. I'm sitting here with you right now at the corner of 8th and Colorado, and the squareabout's running really well. There's a little backup at 8th Street Light on Midland, but other than that, traffic's about 10 to 20 miles an hour.
All right, you heard it from the man himself, Tom Newland.
All right, well, thank you, Raleigh. Yeah, the traffic apparently backed up, so it's pretty easy to see where that bottleneck is. It looks like it's the roundabout and the exit 114.
We'll see how things go this afternoon. That's another anticipated bottleneck coming from people going back over towards the west side of the valley.
Yeah, it looks like I know the paper speculating as well that, it's not only the morning commute, but the afternoon commute could really be backed up on Highway 82. So I guess, well, everybody's just all in this together trying to figure it out. What do you say?
Yeah, there's a great story in the newspaper, by the way, the Post-Independent. Fake news, it was labeled about a zip line that will be installed between the Yampa Spa area across the river. If only it were true.
If only it were true. Yeah, so anyway, what else you got there, Raleigh?
Well, from here, not too much more to report. Things appear to be going smoothly on Midland. That's pretty much it.
All right, so once you get past the 8th Street light, it goes smoothly. It's the problem seems to be just getting to that 8th Street light, which I'm sure a lot of people, our KDNK listeners backed up to Newcastle, would... How much would you pay to be backed up at the 8th Street light at the moment, huh?
Yeah, and we can see the bridge from here being deconstructed. The old bridge and the new bridge within sight from 8th and Colorado. Not a bad place to be posted up.
And what is the latest news as far as Tom Newland, as far as vanpool permits? Again, a lot of employees in Carbondale area have filed for the permits already, which, obviously the main goal is to try to get a third of the usual commuting cars off the road. And how have the vanpools been going so far?
Well, Tom Newland just cruised off on his bicycle to make the next stop. So I'm not totally sure how the vanpools have been so far.
I guess if 8th and Grand is clear, that's all you can say. That's getting to where Raleigh Burley is a lonely dream for all those stuck in Newcastle right at the moment. So just bear with us, and we'll try to get you further information as the morning goes by. And Raleigh, thanks for your report.
Thank you very much, Steve.
All right. Well, talk to you later and glean some more information, and feel free to pass it on to us here in the hours to come. So thanks, Raleigh.
All right.
Have a great day. Raleigh on his bike. That's the way if you really want to get around town. The bicycle back into play. We want to remind you that boat trailer parking is no longer allowed at Two Rivers Park starting today, as that lot will be used for school bus pickup and drop-off and for vanpools during the bridge closure. Boat trailer parking moves to a new lot next to Iron Mountain Hot Springs for a first-come, first-served basis. And the city of Glenwood Springs has created several parking lots for use during the bridge detour at the West Glenwood Mall, Vogler Park, Raftus Park and Ride, Safeway, Walmart, Glenwood Meadows, and American Furniture Warehouse. More information on how to get around Glenwood during the detour is at cogs.us/detour toolbox. And again, the Post-Independent today has a lot of useful information as well. So now that we've seen how day one is going, you may want to review those documents and information and see what you can do in your own way to make your commute a lot easier. And in doing so, make everybody else's commute a lot easier. So good luck to everybody. Good luck to us all on this Monday morning, August 14th.